Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is a special stadium edition of Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Miami has a brand new state-of-the-art retractable roof stadium that's approximately 100 years younger than Boston's Fenway Park, which yesterday celebrated its centennial. It's designed to save baseball in the Magic City. Phil Latzman from WLRN in Miami sends this audio postcard from the new Marlins Park.
The stadium sits on hallowed ground on the site of the legendary Orange Bowl in the section of Miami known as Little Havana. Local boy Nathan Muller says it's the perfect homage.
The place is beautiful. The ballpark is what Miami needed. The Marlins needed something. It's been a dump in sunlight forever going to games. It was easy to get to the games, but there was no buzz. There was no excitement. Although I miss my beloved Orange Bowl. We had season tickets to the Hurricane games forever. And, I mean, it's nice that if you're going to tear it down, you brought this place.
More importantly, says Marlins fan Jordan Spires, the girls like it too.
This was built for a female. It's beautiful. The whole park is beautiful. Yeah, it's cool here. Yeah. You have a sushi bar behind you.
Speaking of sushi, the ballpark is lushly appointed with a pair of 450-gallon aquariums behind home plate and a pastel-colored home run feature adorned with flamingos and, yes, marlin, which jump out each time the home team hits one out. Marlins Park, still awaiting a sponsor name, seats just 37,442, making it the third smallest capacity-wise in the majors. As for how the ballpark plays during a game, it has spacious dimensions, going nearly 420 feet to center field. But Marlins first baseman and Miami native Gabby Sanchez says it all depends on whether the roof and the windows are open or closed to determine whether pitchers or hitters will like it better.
I know that when everything is closed off, it's going to be a fair park. It's not going to be a hitter's park. It's not going to be a fielder's park. If they put the roof open and keep the windows closed, it's definitely a hitter's park.
While Miami has its long-awaited new stadium, as for whether it's a baseball town is still a matter for debate. Perhaps the best player to ever come from Miami is Hall of Fame slugger Andre Dawson, who played the last two seasons of his 20-year career with the Marlins. He's now a special assistant with the team. And he says it's going to take more time for the verdict.
But I think it's, you know, ways down the road to say, you know, what the fan base, if the fan base can be comparable to that of a Chicago or Boston or St. Louis, because you got to do a lot of winning over the years in order to create that kind of atmosphere.
And that's especially the case among the fickle fans here in Florida. For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.